Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. And I tell you what, this week we have seen Texas weather at its best. The volatility
February.
It's crazy. Yeah. It is absolutely crazy. We'll be talking about that later in the program. But the variety of weather that we've had just reminds you that there's some good off-season hunting going on right now. I mean, we can talk about exotics. We can talk about pigs. We can talk about predators. And if you're going to do that, you know, get out there during the day. But also, don't forget the nighttime.
Correct.
And to help us with our night vision and thermal hunting needs, Clifford Sheetle, Third Coast Thermal, will be joining us later in the program to enlighten us not only about the basics, but what he saw at SHOT.
There we go.
Okay.
Cool.
Some of the new things that have come out in the direction that that fine company is heading. Plus, we've got some news, a variety of news headed your way, things that we're going to be talking about, as well as an outdoor update, along with the outdoor report. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 17 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube, and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as most of you know that tune in, this is not your normal outdoor radio show. I mean, those of us in the outdoor world, we're locked in on fishing, hunting, and other things outdoors. But we also enjoy other aspects of life, and entertainment. And I want to just mention, because truly a legend, I guess he's probably one of the last of the great actors to pass. Kirk Douglas.
Yes.
103 years old.
Yeah, an amazing man.
Just, watching the reruns, you were probably on set when some of those were made, right?
Sure. Well, I met the man a few times, though, of course, in my entertainment
days,
career. Right? And also when I was handling the the press and the media for the Jack Benny Memorial Tennis Tournament that was at Walden for several years. Kirk was a regular at that event. So got a chance to be around him, really in a pure social atmosphere and really, really very approachable, very, very nice guy.
Well, just remarkable. That generation is almost gone, you know. And
there are guys that did it all, too. I mean, we're getting some that are coming along now as far as their own stunts and stuff like that. Like Tom Cruise. I mean, I think he's the hardest working act in show business, really. But looking at Kirk Douglas, Burt Lancaster, those guys, you know, just an amazing, amazing bunch of actors.
Absolutely. And, you know, just wanted to kick that out in what we will refer to as our entertainment segment.
Well, we do that, and then I can bring up that earlier in the week I was over at China Garden, Carol and Richard and the family having lunch.
Yes.
Fortunately, someone else was buying, too. It was great. But, of course, that's a wonderful place. I know you're a regular.
Yeah, no, it is. It is a phenomenal place.
Well, Leland, by the way, behind the Toyota Center in downtown Houston.
Yeah, and if you're going to an event.
And plenty of parking.
Yeah, if you're going to an event at Toyota Center, make plans to go have dinner at China Garden.
Right.
Park right there, you know, and then go to the Toyota Center. Yeah. It's a nice package, nice combination.
It really is. It's great. Super food, just super.
Yeah. Our game wardens, we keep talking about our game wardens and all that they do, and they have been busy. They filed several Class B misdemeanor charges on 10 restaurants and markets in the Houston and Dallas area for selling shark fins and shark fin products.
Oh,
not good. And the charges filed with the Harrison Dallas County District Attorney's Office resulted in an extensive investigation involving several businesses allegedly participating in illegal commercialization of fins from various projected shark species. The Class A and Class B misdemeanor charges on multiple retail and wholesale fish dealers in the Houston and Seabrook area, charges including possession of shark without the fins and the unlawful commercial sale or purchase of aquatic products. And we will give you a report once that has all been, you know, adjudicated.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And that's a shame because in a lot of those instances, too, is they take the fins, leave the shark. And that's just tragic.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up in February is the annual Abandoned Crab Trap Removal, and the dates of her 2020 have been set. Between February 21 through March 1, Texas coastal waters will be closed to crabbing with wire mesh crab traps to facilitate the annual volunteer crab trap cleanup. You know, every year they get blown.
Too, right.
You know, the floats will get hung on some outboard and pulled out of place and get lost. And unfortunately, those traps continue to catch.
Correct.
Even though they are not being monitored. Wild hogs, man, you know.
Love them, hate them.
it really is. And, you know, we have had a reported death of a sounder attacking, you know, the caregiver.
Lady. Okay. Correct.
Out east of Houston. The damage that they do golf courses.
They've been digging up my place. Of course, I'm not planting any crops or anything. So it's kind of, okay, they're aerating the soil.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like practically under every oak tree I've got up at the ranch, man, if they've gone through that ground for acorns.
Well, and, you know, there's, with us being privately owned, 98% privately owned in the state of Texas,
right,
we've got landowners that go, they're not doing that much damage. Mm-hmm. And I like to have them because it gives something to hunt year round.
Right.
Okay. Then there are those that are going, God, they're just the riparian areas, the streams and all. They're just, you know, tearing it up. Or, you know, if you've got improved pastures, things of that nature.
Right.
So, but every May, Texas Outdoors Journal dedicates its hunting section to an update on wild hogs and, you know, latest tips and techniques.
Oh, when do we do that? Because I'm always late with my article.
Yeah, you're always late, just 12 times a year, you know.
I'm reliable.
Anyway, back to the news.
Yes.
There's not a concerted focus and effort with anyone on point. It's fragmented efforts around the state, and part of the problem therein lies. But Caldwell County, it's a Plum Creek Watershed Partnership, kicked off their annual feral hog bounty this past Wednesday, February 5.
Yeah.
And let's see, it's going to run through August 5. During that period, individuals can bring in feral hog tails or certified buying station receipts to Smith Supply Company. They're on Colorado Street, Street in Lockhart between the hours of noon and 3 p.m., and they will be paid a bounty
of
$5.
$5 a pig.
$5 a pig.
Okay.
Okay. And I guess you can turn the tail in for $5 and take the pig and go home and put him on the pit.
There you go.
Okay.
Sure.
But that'll work. But the idea is to get participation and more hunters involved, which I think is great.
That's a great idea.
Growing up, I remember hearing about, you know, coyote ears, you know?
Sure.
For the removal of various predators.
Well, it's something, and I haven't talked. I need to call some of the people that still speak to me in Mason. I haven't talked to anybody in a long time about it. They used to have the Mason County Critter Getters, and once a year they'd have this big. It's like a 2-day thing, and it's all varmints,
right?
That they would go after.
Well, varmints. Hello, yes. Varmints. Does that include pigs?
Yeah, pigs.
Because
coyotes,
normally not. You know, normally stuff, the predator hunts that we see around the state. Mm-hmm. Do not include, you know, wild hogs.
Yeah.
So it's gray fox, red fox, coyotes.
Raccoons. Skunks.
Bobcats.
Stuff
like that.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, I'll have to track them down and find out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they pig, maybe they don't. I just haven't heard anything about it in quite a while.
Did you come bearing any news today?
Well, I realized something this week.
Oh, man, you sound old.
Well, it's an election year. Did you know that? Did you know it's an election year?
I wasn't going to bring up.
Are you tired of it?
I wasn't going to bring it up.
Have you been as tired as I have been for, you know, it never stops. That's what, we talk about that all the time, but they never stop running. And I still think, you know, they ought to have, like, say, a time thing. Only, you know, like 6 months before the election is the only time you can start yapping about running or something like that. Because it never stops. And once they get in there, of course, they never want to leave.
Then there are those that you can never get rid of.
Correct.
They never seem to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, no.
You're not going to win that election. You're not going to, you know, prevail in that vote or that effort.
Well, it's become more interesting, of course, you know, with the Senate acquittal of Trump on the impeachment charges. But I mean, just the whole issue of, you know, Pelosi tearing up the speech.
How classless.
And on and on and on. And I was watching it, okay?
I was too.
And I looked at the repeats, and I still can't see. And I really didn't want to bring this up. It's too late. I still did not see Trump ignoring her hand for a handshake. He walked up, he scanned their podium, and went right to his microphone.
He didn't shake Pence's hand.
He just handed him the copies of the speech and went to work. So I never saw that. Because that's always petty. I mean, you know, not doing a handshake cost Clayton Williams the governor race when he refused to shake Ann Richards' hand on camera. You just don't do that. And so this situation, I didn't really see him refuse to shake her hand. I didn't read it that way. But, of course, the press did.
The press is left-leaning anyway.
Yeah.
But I can see the overlook or passing it by, get through this. The protocol not being followed, you know, it is my high pleasure and, you know, honor.
She didn't do that either, yeah.
You know, it was just, you know, I present to you the President of the United States.
Right.
Boom. So there, you know, there was pettiness. Plus, you filed impeachment charges against me.
Right.
I'm not going to be your best buddy.
Right.
You know, so.
But it was showbiz. I mean, that thing was well planned out. Whether you like him or don't like him, I'm just saying it was well orchestrated for the advertising capability of the upcoming elections and so on. But it really was. It was really well orchestrated.
Harold, let me
ask
you this.
Fine. Yes, sir.
Is that not a leader?
Yeah, you know. So, sad to say, Rush don't look good.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Yeah, I hadn't seen a picture of him in a long time, and I don't listen to him, but, I mean, he, you know, he does his thing. But when he got the Medal of Freedom, oh, boy, he looks bad.
There were so many things. Tuskegee Airmen, you know.
Golly, 100-year-old, just made him a brigadier general.
That was cool.
That was a good move.
And then the family, you know, recognizing the wife and the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the young son,
mm-hmm.
and then going on.
Here comes the sergeant.
Here comes the sergeant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, just and then the young gal that won the scholarship.
Right. Sure.
I mean, you know, well orchestrated. Good for us.
The Border Patrol head guy.
Yeah.
He was introduced, you know, yeah.
I mean, it, you know, good for the United States of America. You know, it was just really good.
And so it is interesting to see. And also, again, because for the entertainment value, you know, the looks on the faces of some in the crowd, and then the way they acted, and the body language, and you know, there's a lot of hate in that room.
I hope people remember, and you know, there's the conversation of drain the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's up to us now.
Sure it is.
You know, and I hope people truly get rid of some of those.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah, we shall see. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the Outdoor Report, Best Bets, and we're going to find out if Harold's been off the road. So y'all stick around.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all, where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird seasons, camaraderie afield creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or afield, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Folks, we are gearing up, and with the warmer weather, I know it's been cold, but with the warmer weather that's headed our way, the big girls are playing, and that's speckled trout trophy time, you know? So start making your plans. Maybe looking ahead to late spring, early summer, get your family and friends together and give them a call for booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield. Visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
Mm-hmm.
And one final thing, and this isn't in the notes, you know, but if you're looking to do a dove cast and blast in 2020,
yeah,
I'd call right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because they sell out so quickly. I mean, they book up, and you really need to do some advanced planning. It is that popular. It is that good.
I'd like to go.
Yeah. Well, you know, behave yourself.
We got the phone number. Anyway, but like you said, you're talking about the weather, because last weekend I went up to the ranch in Mason County.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 29-72. You know, just crazy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what about our best bets? What's going on there?
I don't know. I've got some somewhere. Oh, here we go. Okay. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times. That also means, friends, you can check Texas Outdoor Journal for these fishing and hunting times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as good. This Sunday and Monday are the first of four best days for the week. Tuesday is another good one. Wednesday and Thursday slip to fair. Friday is rated as good. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are two more best days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to become active during the mid-afternoon hours and remain active until the evening hours after sunset. Next weekend, the major time shift occurs, the game beginning to feed well before sunrise, continuing to feed until mid-morning. This Sunday, February the 9th, we will have a new moon on next Saturday, February the 15th. The moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, as well as Monday and Tuesday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Thursday through next Saturday, there will be a double tide schedule each day. Then next Sunday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low for the day.
All right, on the coast, cool weather, dropped water temperature a little bit, blew some water out of our bays, but overall, over in southwest Louisiana, big lake fishing has been pretty good, particularly for redfish around the weirs. Sabine Lake, the speckled trout have been scattered over the main lake due to the constant weather, but fishing has not been that bad. Trinity, speckled trout are good. Speckled trout.
Spickled? A new species. Okay.
Fresh shrimp or mullet around the flats. East in Galveston Bay, sheep's head are good near the jetties on shrimp. West Galveston Bay, shallow trout, I'm reading ahead. Speckled trout are good on mullet or shrimp in the shallow, warmer water, he's trying to say. Freeport, flounder are solid around the bridge on mullet. East Matagorda, flounder are good on shrimp and will be found around the rocks. Redfish in West Matagorda, good on live mullet and soft plastics. Rockport, trout are good around the Shellbank Reef on the warmer days. Port Aransas, redfish have been good on shrimp found around the piers. And East Flats have been good, particularly around the grass flats. Baffin Bay, speckled trout are good on shrimp in the flats. Port Mansfield, trout and redfish have been good over mud and sand pockets using topwaters, corkies, and Kelly Wigglers. Out in 4 to 6 feet of water, trout are hitting soft plastics. Red and white has been the preferred color. South Padre, redfish and trout are excellent in the seagrass around the Laguna Madre. Port Isabel, speckled trout and redfish are good in the flats on shrimp. And sheep's head are good on crab.
Okay, heading to East Texas, B.A. Steinhagen. Largemouth bass are good with spinners and crankbaits, moving to several submerged vegetation spots. Caddo, largemouth bass are good on rigged plastic worms and spinnerbaits with vegetation in Clinton Lake, Back Lake, and Carter Lake. Crappie are good on smaller minnows and jigs, fishing shallow gaps in the vegetation. Conroe, catfish are good on stinky bait and cut bait. Sunfish are good with live worms or crickets in shallow water. Cooper, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, crankbaits, spinners in flooded timber. The white bass are good on slabs and live bait. Catfish are excellent on live and cut bait. Fork, largemouth bass are good on slugs, worms, and Alabama rigs on deep points and eastern humps. Livingston, crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs in the creeks. White bass are good on spoons, main lake suspending points also. Nackenich, largemouth bass are good on spinners and jigs moving shallower to obvious vegetative areas. Crappie are good on jigs and crappie minnows under vegetation and structure. Big Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good in shallow water working crankbaits, worms, and spinners. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs casting shallow structure. Athens, largemouth bass continue to be good on Carolina rig worms, jigs, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, fishing points, and submerged timber with vegetation on the eastern end of the lake. Fayette, largemouth bass are good with topwater plastic worms plus creatures, spinners, crankbaits among the vegetation moving shallower and the drops. Palestine, hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Catfish continue to be excellent on shad and chicken livers. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, plastic worms, and spinners working the flats, submerged vegetation, and deeper points. Somerville, catfish are good throughout the lake with cut shad and stinkbait. Largemouth bass are good with plastic worms, crankbait, larger spinners, and jigs near the western creeks and moving shallower to creeks and coves. Tawakoni, catfish are excellent on live bait, cut shad, stink bait. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs, spoons, and Alabama rigs. Texoma, largemouth bass are good on fishing below 15 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs by boathouses, submerged vegetation, and timber. Whitney, black bass have continued to be very good on deep diving crankbaits, plastic worms, and jigs while fishing mid to deep structure. Tyler, black bass are good on Carolina rig creature baits, spinners, worms, and jigs, fishing dock structures, and natural shorelines with the drops.
Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, Amistad Reservoir, seen good black bass fishing on various topwater spinners, plastic worms, and crankbaits around submerged vegetation and large natural structures. Braunig, one of our power plant lakes, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig, plastic worms, crankbaits, and bass jigs, particularly around points and submerged vegetation. Choke Canyon, all catfish are excellent on larger live bait and cut bait all across the lake. Corpus Christi, white bass are good on spoons and minnows feeding near the Nueces River. Falcon, bass are good on soft plastic worms, spinners, and crankbaits. Fishing points, underwater man-made structure, and deep humps. Allen Henry, bass are good fishing worms and crankbaits in all types of habitat. Coleman, hybrid stripers are good drift fishing with live bait and fast-moving lures. O.H. Ivy, tell you what, this lake has got to turn on. I mean, it's making that move. Largemouth bass are good working windy points and deep structure below 20 feet with increased success on worms and minnows.
Okay, head to the hill country. Buchanan, white bass are good on minnows when fishing points and using boat equipment to find schools. Channel cats have been good on stink bait, live, and cut bait. Canyon, catfish are good with live and cut bait throughout the lake. LBJ, crappie are good on jigs around brush and docks. Catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait. Medina, smallmouth bass are good on white grubs and jigs in largemouth habitats. Travis, white bass have been decent at the mid-lake, moving shallower than usual with smaller spinners, crankbaits, minnows, and jigs. And Waco, largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, plastic worms, and topwaters in the warm water coves and creeks.
On the hunting scene, our regulated hunting seasons, the list is getting shorter, folks. This Sunday, snipe season statewide will close. Harold, I know that you've been wondering about that.
Yes,
you know,
of course I have.
Right. And then on February 23rd, the statewide quail season will close. The javelina season in the North Zone will close on February 23rd as well. Through March 15th is the East and West Zone light goose, the late light goose conservation season. And then through August 31, the South Zone javelina and other open squirrel season gives us our year-round hunting in Texas.
There we go. And all right. Pigs.
All right.
Yep.
Fast, on-road, off-road, what have you been doing?
Both, and been looking forward to this for some time, actually.
This actually takes petrol? I mean,
yes,
gasoline?
Yes, it's not a plug-in.
It's not a plug-in.
No.
Okay.
2020 Chevy Blazer. The RS all-wheel drive.
Okay.
Blazer's back. They have done a beautiful job.
Is this the first year? Or
yes.
The first year?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it is really nice. They've done a wonderful job. Compact SUV.
And I remember back in the day when Bronco and Blazer were just really.
And Ram. Yeah, because I had a Ram Charger.
Yeah, right. I forgot about the Ram Charger. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other day, somebody said, "Boy, I bet you wish you had it back." Well, I did, but man, I had 350,000 miles on it. It was kind of time to let it rest. Anyway, but they did a great job on the Blazer. It doesn't look like that Blazer at all, but it's still a neat name. It's got a 3.6 liter V6 in it, dual overhead cam, runs great. I mean, it really brings home the bacon. It scoots. It's got a 9-speed automatic transmission, so you've got all those different wonderful levels and good mileage when you get on the highway. 25 miles per gallon on the highway, in fact, I'll bring that up. 21 in town. Beautifully decked out. This thing had every conceivable thing one could get on it. Really, really good looking white, jet black interior, the kind of iridescent pearl, actually, they call it. But safety stuff, of course, anti-lock braking systems, their guidance system for your rear hitch, which is very cool. Cooling system is heavy duty on this thing. Technology, their infotainment system, 8-inch diagonal color touchscreen, voice recognition. Driver information center is also an 8-inch screen right in the middle of the instrument panel. Active noise cancellation, and it works. It's very, very, very quiet. Rear seat reminder. Hey, there, somebody's back there. Where's your kid? Seats 5 passengers in this one. It's got bucket seats up front, really nice leather seating. Leather steering wheel, which is heated in this crazy weather. I mean, I've got all the heated seats and heated steering wheel. It's just wonderful. It's a great thing to have. Power adjustable driver and passenger seat. Dual zone AC. Lift gate with hands-free magic, you know. Outside heated mirrors. This thing had some added stuff, their rear camera monitor, their Bose premium system, LED headlamps, following distance indicator, forward collision and alert, enhanced automatic emergency braking, lane keep assist, front pedestrian braking, surround vision, which is a miracle. I don't know how they do that. Base on this is 43. This one loaded to the absolute gills. There's nothing else one could get on the one that I had to test, and it was 49. So check the thing out. Really neat. For 2020, the Chevrolet Blazer. This one was the RS all-wheel drive.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do some night hunting. Cliff Cheadle, Third Coast Thermal, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for whitetail deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. We talk about the crazy weather in Texas, and this is exactly why you need to have a reliable source of fortified cottonseed. Indeed. Available. Bucks are still recovering from the rigors of the rut. Mama deer are carrying the babies. Mm-hmm. And
they need to keep warm.
They need to keep warm, and in a few weeks, we're going to see those little fawns on the ground, and she's going to need to have a supply of milk to nourish them. For information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. I tell you what, you know, I hear hunters, once whitetail deer season ends, talk about, oh, God, the off season. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, what am I going to do? Woe is me.
What to do?
I'm going, yeah.
Get ready for the next season.
Just, you know, shift gears. And right. I've been having a ball.
Right.
You know, hunting varmints, hunting wild pigs. And a guy that I'm actually learning a bunch from, Clifford Cheadle with Third Coast Thermal. Mm-hmm. About night vision versus thermal. Tom Claycomb III and I had a chance to be with him out in the hill country last year, and watched Tom pop a big old fat pig, you know, yeah, using thermal imagery. Ooh. It's another tool.
Right.
But saw, you know, Clifford and his brother David earlier this week, uh-huh. and they were talking about what they saw at SHOT Show and how they're kind of making a shift, you know, to more night vision.
Oh.
And we're going to find out why.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah. Clifford, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
We're good. Thank you very much for having us.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, thermal seemed to be a hot ticket last year, and we were learning about that. Night vision seems to be moving to the front burner. What's going on? What's the reason for that shift in focus?
Well, we're certainly not abandoning our thermal because that's the best way to hunt. But we have found a new firm that we're a little more confident in getting a reliable night vision from, Photonis Defense. So we'll be bringing in their cores. They've got the 4G core, which is guys that know that's the hot ticket in the night vision these days. And it's, you know, it's white phosphor, gives a really clean, crisp image. It's excellent for driving around, just with all your, whether you have it in a PBS 14, PBS 15 style body, or any of the other ones that are going to be available.
Clifford, but I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt.
It's a nice way to move around.
Yeah, excuse me, Clifford, this is Harold.
I'm a big fan of yours for many years. Nice to meet you finally.
You're the one. I knew there had to be one out there somewhere. But with the night vision, what distances are you able to, ascertain what you're looking at with these things?
Okay, good question. It's a function of how much light is available. Now, these are image intensification. It amplifies the amount of available light and lets you see in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a city glow from many miles away bouncing around in the atmosphere, that's good. If you've got the moon, of course, that's obvious. Some of these things do require supplemental lighting, whether you do the 850 nanometer or the 940 nanometers up to the individual preference. I know when we were, we did a lot of hunting there at Hallettsville, and when I would turn on my 850 light, which you and I can't see, but we can see the emitter, and those silly hogs had figured that out, so they would take off running as soon as I turned that IR light on. So if you're going to, if that's happening, they need to go to a 940 nanometer light, and then it doesn't have the half the distance, but it won't. It won't alert the animals that you're there.
Yeah, back to the original question, then what distances are we dealing in, though? 50 yards, 200 yards, what?
Yes. So, it depends on the light.
Okay,
thank you. How far can you see in the daytime?
There you go. Okay, all right. So,
now,
I mean, you can reach out.
You can throw a beam out there.
Yeah.
You can throw a beam out 800 yards, you can see 800 yards.
Okay.
All right, before we go to break, something that night vision is to identify what's in your surrounding area, but is it really something that you use affixed to your firearm to shoot with? Or?
We used to.
Okay.
We used to a long time ago, but once thermal came out, we just use our night vision for moving around.
Okay.
It's a little, because it's generally, it's a one-to-one, like on a PBS 14, PBS 15 setup. It's you're not going to get confused by the magnification. So if you're driving a buggy at night,
right.
we have a Team Wendy helmets and direct from Wilcox mounts, and we'll put that combination together for somebody to fit them well, and then they're very, very safe driving around with night vision.
Great. Okay, we need to take a break, so if you would, Clifford, hang on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation on night vision and thermal imagery with Clifford Cheadle, Third Coast Thermal, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
On both those dates?
Coming back, we're talking to Clifford Cheadle.
We're talking about me being alone. I'm sorry. Just looking at upcoming calendars.
There it goes, thermal. Goodness gracious.
Hey, Bill had mentioned SHOT, though. Let me jump in here. Clifford, what did you see anything at SHOT that hit your hot button?
Well, as you guys know from the ad that we run every month in your magazine for, we've got a Trigicon Mark II 35 in your magazine. That's one of our premier scopes. That's my personal choice for a scope. But we saw a lot of innovation. We saw a lot of people coming to market with new and improved things, and some of them won't make it, but some of them will. On our Pulsar stuff, you've got an incorporated laser rangefinder. It's awesome. The AGM Global Vision guys are back. They have got a huge product line to offer, and we've got a $500 thermal scanner that if somebody's got not much money and they just want to be able to see in the dark a little bit and find the hogs at distance, they should call us and we can hook them up with one of those.
All right, they've got a website, thirdcoastthermal.com, good contact information, and this thing seems to be fairly fluid with new innovation, price points changing, new technology. Is that a fair assessment, Clifford?
Yes, we've got about half the stuff we offer actually on the website. We're under a website rebuild right now.
Okay.
And we're trying to get away from some companies that are not Second Amendment friendly. So that's where we're at. We're rebuilding. So anybody that has any questions, just call us.
Yeah, and the contact information is there on the website, thirdcoastthermal.com. Everybody, you mentioned affordability with the $500 thermal imagery unit. Are we seeing prices coming down, or is technology moving ahead
on
with price points staying up?
Basic stuff, they're being very price competitive with each other. On the more high-performance items, it's still going to be expensive.
Yeah, Clifford, I mean,
one of those worlds where you really do get what you pay for.
Yeah, I'm sorry, and being an old Scotsman, like I say, you get what you pay for, but I love to use the term, you know, entry level. But so for a thermal scope, I mean, what are we looking at as far as an entry-level price?
Just under $2,000.
Okay.
Typically, we'll get you a reticle. It'll get you on the gun. It'll get you a lot of features that you need. It might not be all the features that you might want, but it'll get the job done.
When I first met Clifford and we started talking, and I started getting a bit of a working grasp of this, he made a great point. You talk about entry level and you go buy it. Well, then it doesn't meet your needs.
Sure.
And you go buy something else.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you've spent what you should have spent
right
on the first go around. I mean, and address that just a little bit. I mean, you obviously,
yeah,
people.
Harold, I know you. You're an aficionado for many years on all these guns and scopes and stuff. But as you would probably tell people, the cheapest way to buy a good item is to start out where you're going to end up, and that's that's my job, is to explain the what you get
right
for your money
there
along
you go
the way, and then say, where do you want to end up? It makes no sense to, if you want a big dually, don't go buy a Pinto just to go trade it in later.
So. Good point.
Yeah. Well, and that's the neat thing about going to the professionals at Third Coast Thermal, is they can, you know, it's a dialogue. It's a relationship,
right.
Okay,
right.
That goes on, and help getting you where you need to be or
mm-hmm.
should be, and
yeah.
and that's important. Let's switch back to thermal again, and I asked a question about night vision, but thermal, that's something that you affix to the firearm, and you actually sight that in and actually use that for acquiring your target, right?
Right. Now, what I do on my weapon, I put an infrared laser that's mounted on my weapon. I cannot see the infrared laser with my thermal, but the reason I've got it is so I can point out where the pigs are, where the coyote is, to guys that only have night vision, because they typically cannot see what I can see with my thermal.
Ah, okay.
But they'll see that IR light. The coyotes, the hogs, they won't see that particular laser. They cannot see it. So it just is like a big, thick old finger of death there. They're going, hey, they're over there. Y'all look over there. And then we get close enough to where the night vision guys can actually engage them, which is much, much closer than my thermals can do.
You know, and therein is going with professionals that can guide and direct you, mm-hmm. as opposed to you listening to this buddy or that guy.
Right.
Or you read this,
right.
or you heard this, and you go, oh, okay, I'm going to go online and I'm going to buy something. And you go, oops,
yeah.
you know, it didn't do what it was supposed to do.
Right.
So,
Bill, a lot of, I sell clusters. One guy in a group will buy something and then everybody else wants one, whether it's good for them or not.
Yeah. Right.
And what we would like for them to do is just call us and let's have an individual conversation, because not everybody in that hunting group has the same resources, same budget. Some guys, mama don't care what he brings home. Other guys, he's got to sneak it in the house because mama does care.
Right.
And it's just the way we are, you know?
Yeah.
That we want to work with people and make sure that maybe they don't need to spend that much money, or maybe they've got more money to spend and they want to, you know, start out where they're going to end up and save money in the long run.
Yeah, listen,
just tell people to give us a call.
Yeah, we pushed the front end of this interview a little bit longer than the tail end. But, folks, this whole technology is still emerging,
mm-hmm.
and there's more information. Again, when I sat down earlier this week with Clifford and David, and we set this up, some of the ways of using thermal imagery. These are all things that folks that are really on top of the story, you know, are going to be talking about, should be talking about. Mm-hmm. And certainly if you call Third Coast Thermal, you're going to be able to get that information.
Well, what's the phone number?
I'm going right now. Clifford, give us a phone number that we can give you a call.
832-827-4574. And this is an automated thing that passes through. So if we're already on the phone talking with someone, just feel free to leave a message and a good callback time.
Okay.
And we'll give them a call back.
Yeah, Clifford, and again, also that website. I'm sorry, Bill, I interrupted you.
Yeah, we're at thirdcoastthermal.com.
There we
go. Out of time. 832-827-4574. Clifford, thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks, Bill. Good to meet you, Howard.
Thank you, Clifford. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
How does the Jeep brand celebrate President's Day? By doing what we do best, adventure. Because in the land of the free, you're only truly tasting that freedom if you occasionally take the road less traveled. And you'll want to be in the Jeep Cherokee when you do. With available trail-rated 4x4 capability, this American classic's knack for handling rugged terrain is the reason why wherever a Jeep SUV leads, adventure follows. Now, if you're more about the freedom to be luxurious, the Jeep Grand Cherokee is for you. With available 8.4-inch Uconnect touchscreen and other features that put the presidential in President's Day. And if you're looking for adventure with a view, the Jeep Compass's available panoramic dual-pane sunroof is your window to all the vast splendor America has to offer. So whether it's the road less traveled or off-road completely, be free, be adventurous, and be sure to check out the Jeep President's Day event for awesome deals. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we got?
And here we go. Okay, through this Sunday, February 9th, the All Valley Boat Show at the McAllen Convention Center in McAllen. For information, go to allvalleyboatshow.com. February 13, 16, Austin RV Show at the Austin Convention Center. Give them a look at austinrvexpo.com. February 15th, Northwest Prairie Cypress Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Cypress. Go to ducks.org and then go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. All right, I want to thank our guests, Clifford Cheadle, Third Coast Thermal, website thirdcoastthermal.com, or give them a call at 832-827-4574.
That's some sneaky stuff.
Oh, it really is. It's and you know what, and the thing is, yeah, is when you go in open-minded, because right, they're tools, and I think right, Clifford's comments bore that out, and certainly in the field, I've been learning that it's yeah, not one size or one item fits all.
There you go. Yeah. Anyway, do remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations, plus our shows are all archived there. So if you can go, I'd like to hear that again, well, then you can, okay? Be sure and do that. Also, remember, of course, out there in the field or on the water, you catch them doing it wrong, turn them in. Call 800-792-GAME. That is Operation Game Thief. That'll make it better for all of us, all right? Do remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or in the field, friends, be safe out there, okay? So you can join us again next week, same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.